Peter Hart, a U.S. District Court judge granted an injunction last week against a rollback of the Bureau of Land Management's methane rule. Could you give us a little bit of background on this methane rule and recent attempts to kill it?
Sure, yeah. Late in the Obama administration, after a three-year rulemaking process, the Bureau of Land Management implemented a rule called the methane waste rule to basically reduce the amount of methane that was being wasted, basically vented off and not used in the course of oil and gas operations on public land. It was intended to protect human health from emissions and reduce the amount of natural gas that's wasted and also not subject to royalty payments. And also, of course, to fight against climate change. It's been one of the rules that's been in the crosshairs of the Trump administration basically since day one. Secretary Zinke has been pretty clear in indicating that he thinks that the rule is unfair to industry and that he wants it rolled back, and has tried several different ways to roll it back. And the injunction that was granted last week basically was granted because BLM had not done an adequate job validating its decision. The rule was implemented after 3 years of public process. There was a lot of public comment. Tens of thousands of people commented on the rule, mostly in support of it. And the agency developed during that period a pretty strong and thorough record supporting the rule, you know, explaining why it was an appropriate rule to protect human health and why it was important to protect against climate change and why it was going to save taxpayers money. And this new administration, in their attempts to roll that rule back, didn't do a good job explaining why all of those conclusions were no longer relevant. In addition to basically not supporting their decision substantively, they failed to undertake the necessary process for repealing a rule like this. So they didn't give the public adequate amount of time to comment on it. You know, it was very clearly sort of a slapdash attempt to just cut the rule, eliminate the rule.
Well, on February 12th, before the injunction, the Bureau of Land Management opened another comment period for another revision of the methane rule. So talk about how last week's injunction works, and then what is this new comment period for?
The administration has tried multiple times to roll back this rule, and so far every time has been a failure. They likely saw the writing on the wall about this preliminary injunction and initiated a new rulemaking process that's going to be more thorough. But it's just one more attempt from this administration to roll back this rule.
So this injunction that came down last week, what's the benefit of it if the Trump administration is currently working on another rollback of the rule?
So this is one of those, we won the battle, but we haven't won the war. It means that the rule is currently in effect. It means that industry has to comply with the rule and BLM has to enforce the rule. And until BLM can, you know, undertake a process that adequately justifies their attempts to roll this thing back, the methane rule is the law of the land.
Has the BLM's methane rule ever been in effect long enough to maybe see some results?
If you look at the amount of methane that's wasted from natural gas infrastructure and production activities, it is substantial. So I think every day that the rule is in effect, there's going to be a quantifiable benefit. But I haven't actually seen anybody undertake that quantification.
Well, Peter Hart, staff attorney for Wilderness Workshop, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Amy.